请你们打开以弗所书第五。
Let's continue to open to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter
5. 这日子我们一直在以弗所书上面交通，我们今天要看第五章。
These days we have been fellowshipping in the book of Ephesians. Today we want to look into chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 will begin with verse 22.
第二十二节佢就话：你们作妻子的，当顺服自己嘅丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们作丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水藉着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。可以献给自己作个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子的，便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。为这缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
We'll read from verse 22 to verse 32. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body.Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the word by the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
好，原来我哋睇前边哥林多后书第十一章。
Let us also turn a few books back to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
我哋睇第二节嘅下边嗰一卷。
We'll read from the second half of verse 2.
哥林多后书第二第十一章第二节下面嗰句，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
The second half of verse 2. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
好，我哋最后再睇启示录第十九章。
Lastly, let us turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 19.
启示六十九章。
Revelation, chapter 19.
第七节啊。
Verse 7.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊分罪的时候到了，辛苦也自己预备好了。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife have made herself ready.
二十一章
Verse 20, chapter 21.
第二節。
Verse 2.
21章第二節，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 2, And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
好，圣经我们就读这么多。
That will be all the Bible passage we'll read.
请我们再一次低头祷告。
Let's bow for a further word of prayer.
感谢我们的主，又让我们来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank Thee that once again we can come into Thy presence.
主啊，求你真系将你赐人智慧同埋启示嘅灵赏赐俾我哋。
Lord, we do pray that Thou will grant us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
主，开我哋嘅眼睛，叫我哋真知道你。
Lord, open our eyes that we may truly know Thee.
主啊，愿意我哋读你嘅话，又愿意你用你嘅话嚟引导我哋。
Lord, we have read Thy word and we pray that Thou would lead us according to Thy word.
主啊，让我哋真晓得主你自己嘅心意。
That we may truly know what is thy desire.
求主你嘅同在显明喺我哋嘅中间。
Lord, we pray that thy presence be made known in our midst.
愿你自己嘅圣灵嚟引导我哋。
Use thy Holy Spirit to lead us.
主啊，禁止人嘅说话，但系愿意你自己嘅说话能够得着完全嘅彰显。
Lord, we pray that thou would cease the word of man, but thy own word will be completely manifested.
再一次嘅将呢个时间交翻俾主。
Once again, Lord, we commit this time to Thee.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In the Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 从我们刚才所读的几段的经文的里面，
From the passages we have read earlier,
弟兄姊妹，你留意，你都看见，都是关乎一个婚姻的，有关乎婚姻的这个经文。
As we have read, I'm sure that everyone has taken note to the fact that it is passages concerning marriage.
我们这段日子，我们同弟兄姊妹交通以弗所书，我们交通过教会是基督的身体。
And these days, as we fellowship in the book of Ephesians, we have mentioned that the church is the body of Christ.
也都交通过教会是神的国。
And we have also mentioned that the church is also the kingdom of God.
是神的家。
It is also the house of God.
是神的殿。
It is the temple of God.
今朝早愿意同弟兄姊妹来交通这个题目。
This is the theme that I want to share with brothers and sisters this morning.
教会是基督的身体。
That the church is the bride of Christ.
正如我刚才说这段几段的圣经，
As we have read in these few passages,
都好像是跟这个辛苦来到有些关系的。
It has to deal with this matter of the bride.
其实弟兄姊妹都很知道很熟悉启示录那里说到教会是正如一个新妇这样等候丈夫，等候我们的主回来。
In fact, I'm sure brothers and sisters are quite familiar with the passages we read in Revelation that the church is as a bride awaiting forfor husband to come.
其实除了启示录21章19章那里讲到这个新妇就是这个羔羊的妻。
Besides in Revelation chapter 19, when it mentions that this bride is the wife of the Lamb,
在圣经的地方很多处都记载，或者说主自己用比喻来讲出基督是那个新郎哥。
There are many various passages in the Bible that the Word of God tells us that Christ is thy groom.
他要娶一个新妇。
And this groom is to wed this bride.
我们记得最先以基督比喻作新郎的就是那位施浸约翰。
We know that it is John the Baptist who used Christ as the groom early on.
在约翰福音第三章那里记载说，当很多人离开约翰去到主耶稣那里。
In John chapter 3, when his disciples left him and to follow the Lord,
有人就跟约翰说，那个时候你 在约旦河外那个跟你作见证那个呢，现在在那里施洗。
Then many of the people came to John the Baptist and said, "Do you remember that man that you bore testimony of by the River Jordan? Well, he is baptized in there, the River Jordan now."
意思即係話，喂，你唔介意咩？咁多人離開你去嗰度啊？
In other words, they're trying to tell John the Baptist, "Hey, don't you care for this? All your followers are leaving you to follow after him there."
然後呢，約翰就同佢哋講話，我唔係基督。And
there, John the Baptist tells them, "I am not the Christ."
並且約翰再深去講話，其實嗰個新郎哥唔係我。And
he continues to say, "In fact, I am not that groom."
嗰位就指住嗰位施浸嘅嗰位主，約翰就話：佢先至係新郎。And
then John the Baptist says, "The one who is baptizing, pointing to the Lord Jesus, says he is the groom."
我係咩啊？係新郎個朋友。John
the Baptist refers to himself as a friend of the groom.
嗰次係首次嘅約翰嚟到講，用咁樣嘅説話嚟到講出基督。
This is the first time that John the Baptist uses this term to speak of the fact that Christ is the groom.
剛才我們讀過哥林多後書那句話就說，我曾經把你們許配一個丈夫，要將你們如同貞潔的童女獻給基督。And
we have read in 2 Corinthians these words that Paul says, "Well, I have espoused you to one husband to present you as a chaste virgin to Christ."
神呢幾節嘅聖經就已經好清楚、好清楚咁話俾我哋聽，教會係基督嘅身父。
These verses we have read clearly tells us that the church is the bride.
咁我哋知道喺講到教會嘅時候，我哋知道唔係一個人，亦都唔係一個地方。
When we speak of the church, we have mentioned and we know that it's not speaking of one individual or one location.
教會係指到一群人。
But the church is a corporate body.
呢一群人係基督用佢嘅生命嚟到拯救我哋。
And this corporate body is made up of a group of people whom Jesus Christ has given himself to redeem us.
用自己嘅血嚟洗淨嘅。
That he has used his own blood to cleanse us.
叫呢一群人成為聖潔，可以獻俾自己。
That this group of people can be presented to himself as a glorious church without spots or wrinkle, holy and without blemish.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋同主嗰个基督耶稣嗰个关系系咁样嘅一个关系。Therefore,
the relationship we have with the Lord Jesus Christ is such an intimate one.
系非常亲密嘅一个咁样嘅关系。And
this is the intimate relationship that we have between the church and Christ.
系一个新郎新妇咁样嘅关系。It
is this relationship between the groom and the bride.
而呢个关系系基于生命。And
this foundation of this relationship is life.
所以在座未曾接受主耶稣嘅。
Therefore, the friends in our midst who have yet to receive the Lord Jesus.
信耶稣不是呢，要你去接受一个宗教。To
believe in Jesus is not for you to receive a religion.
那是接受一个生命。But
it is in fact to receive a life.
你是将基督的生命迎接到去你的心里。It
is to receive the life of Christ in you.
以那个生命来取代那个。 将要灭亡的生命。And
it is this new life that will take the place of a life that is perishing.
而这个生命，基督耶稣的生命，系使我哋同神可以有交通嘅。And
this life, this new life, the life of Jesus Christ, is enables us to have fellowship with God.
人同人嘅生命系相同。Now
the life of man between man is the same.
所以人同人中。 Therefore,
there is able to have communion, communication between men.
虽然动物都可以走来走去，好似人咁样样，但系动物嘅生命同埋人嘅生命系唔一样。Even
though we see the animals around us and they have life and they run about, very similar to humans perhaps, but it is of different life.
因此，人同埋动物嘅生命。 係唔能夠咁樣交通。
Therefore, the fellowship or the intimacy that man, the relationship that man can have with animals, cannot be the same.
因此，人同埋神嗰個生命要一同相同，然後彼此先能夠有交往。
Likewise, the life which man has needs to be the same as the life of God in order for man to have that one fellowship with God.
因此，我哋今日要接受主耶穌做我哋嘅救主。是将那个生命接受过来。
Therefore, when we receive the life of the Lord Jesus Christ today, the salvation is to accept that life within us.
叫本来我们那个要灭亡的生命成为了一个基督神永远的生命。
So that life which was perishing now has become that eternal life of God that is in us.
基督和教会这个关系是基于生命。
This relationship of Christ and the church is based on this matter of life.
但这个生命仍然是基于，也就因为爱的缘故。
This life is also based on love.
所以呢，在刚才我们读的第五章，以弗所书第五章那里就说，正如基督爱教会。
Just as we have read in Ephesians chapter 5, the relationship is based on love just as Christ loved the church.
为教会来舍己
and gave himself for her.
作丈夫的就讲到一样的要爱妻子如同爱自己的身体一样。
As husbands, then it is edifying to us that we must love our wives as our own bodies and cherish her.
并且是保养故事正像基督爱教会待教会一样。
And we are to love our wivesand cherish our wives and nourish our wives just as Christ loves the church.
所以弟兄姊妹很清楚的基督和教会的关系是从生命那里而来也都是因着爱的缘故。
Therefore, it's very clear to us that the relationship the church has with Christ is based on life. It is also because of love.
因此我们实在没办法看到呢当我们提到教会的时候是也只是一个宗教。
Therefore, when we mention about the church, it is never about a religion.
如果没有这个生命，没有这个爱，我们肯定是只是一群聚埋在一起的一群不知道叫什么。
Therefore, without this same life and without this love, then as we are gathered together, we're just a group of people who are gathering together.
就是正如一个婚姻那里没有爱的话这个肯定是失败的一个婚姻。
Just as in a marriage, if there is no love, for sure that this marriage will fail.
但我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
保罗在哥林多后书那里说他将我们如同一个贞洁的童女来献过给基督。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians that he has espoused us as a chaste virgin and presented us to Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在这个时候，我们这个地位是什么？是一个，其实是未过门的一个身份。
Therefore, what is our position today as the church? We are betrothed to Christ, but yet we are not officially wed yet.
但我们现在是等候他回来接我们。
But today we are waiting for his return to receive us.
等緊佢翻嚟，將我哋接到去佢嘅家中。
We are waiting for him to receive us to his home。
我哋呢一班人稱為教會嘅，亦都係基督嘅身父。
Therefore, the group of people that are waiting for him, we are also called the bride of Christ。
咁呢個基督嘅身父，佢哋呢一班人從主嘅手裏邊得到或者话佢个应许系乜嘢呢
？Now then, this group of people that are waiting Christ's return, what is God's promises to this group of people, the bride?
有几样嘢呢？系我哋系可以真系好有把握咁样嚟得到嘅。
There are several things that we are with confidence, we are sure that we will receive from God's promise.
因为除咗呢个名分，我哋仲有好多嘅东西系从主嗰度嚟到得嘅。
Besides the title we have as the bride of Christ, there are other promises that we receive from him.
第一点呢，是 主嘅同與主嘅永遠嘅同在。
The first point is we shall be with the Lord through eternity.
所以當你進到去基督耶穌裏面嘅時候,
therefore when we enter into Jesus Christ,
主唔係淨係喺星期日啦，而家。 祂就同我們同在,
the Lord is not only with us on Sunday when we are gathered together.
祂是無時無刻的,
but the Lord is constantly always with us.
所以在接下來的前書那裡就跟我們說,
therefore, in 1 Thessalonians there it tells us He is with us always.
那裡說到在我們的主再回來的時候, 當我們被提到去祂的面前,在空中與祂相會, 聖經就說,這樣我們就和主永遠同在。
It tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 there, when He comes to return to receive us and we will be caught up together with Him, then we will be with the Lord always.
還有在約翰福音那裡就說,父要賜一位保衛師下來, 祂要永遠與我們同在。
In the Gospel according to John, it tells us that Jesus said this, that the Father will send you another, a comforter who will be with you always.
所以这个是主自己的应许,
and this is the Lord's own promise.
因为这两个圣经, 我们大可以宣告说, 主在我们的中间, 永远与我们同在。
Therefore, we can see from these passages the promise of God that He is with us always.
不过呢, 有 一件事情我要提醒弟兄姊妹的,
but there's one thing that I must remind brothers and sisters of.
因为我们常常听见弟兄姊妹在祷告的上面都有这样的祈祷,
because many a times perhaps we may hear this in our prayers.
那个祷告就是说, 主啊求你与我们同在。
And the prayer goes something like this, that Lord, we pray that you will be with us.
这句话对不对?
Now, are these words correct? They are.
但需不需要这样祷告呢?
But do we need to pray in this way?
我觉得又没必要。
I feel that we don't need to pray specifically in this way.
如果你熟悉圣经,你就知道神的应许已经是这样讲了给我们听。
If we're familiar with the Bible, this is the promise of God to us.
主说祂要离开我们, 但是祂离开了之后,父要差遣, 另外一位保卫师来到我们的中间。
The Lord tells us that He will depart from us, but yet when He departs from us, the Father will send another comforter to us.
圣灵进到我们的里面。
Now the Holy Spirit has entered into us.
圣灵住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit abides in us.
祂是永远与我们同在。
And He is with us always.
既然神在我们的心里面已经与我们同在, 我们需不需要再求啊? 主啊求你与我同在。
Now, if God is always with us, do we need to pray in this way that God be with us?
盼望我们在主的面前真是有新的看见。
May it be that when we are before the Lord, we have new insights and we see even deeper and clearer.
主的同在 要显明在我们中间, 若我们是奉主的名的聚会, okay, 主的同在就会在我们的中间。
When we are gathered together in His name, then His presence will be made known in our midst.
除非我们的聚会不是奉主的名,
unless we do not gather in His name,
主不会在我们中间,
then the Lord will not be in our midst.
几时我们奉主的名,
but whenever we are in His name,
主就在我们的中间,
the Lord is in our midst.
这个是主的应许,
this is the promise of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,这个我们要留意。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to take heed to this.
祝辛苦所有所蒙的应许, 主的同在。
This is the promise to the bride, the presence of the Lord always.
第二点就是, 祂与主同得荣耀。
The second promise is that the bride will appear with Him in glory.
在哥罗西书三章那里讲给我们听, 基督是我们的生命。
In Colossians chapter 3 there, it tells us that Christ is our life.
当祂显现的时候, 我们亦都与祂一同显在 when you will appear.
There, when he shall appear, we shall appear together with him in glory.
很清楚啊，弟兄姊妹。
It is very clear, brothers and sisters.
教会所蒙嘅应许，所得嘅主嘅同在，主永得同与主一同得荣耀。
Now, this is the promise. The promise is that the bride, the church, will receive that he shall be with us always, and we shall appear together with him in glory.
讲到荣耀，弟兄们都觉得，哎呀，好难交通。
When we speak of this matter of glory, perhaps we may think it is quite difficult to share, to explain what this matter of glory is about.
虽然能够用言语来表达，但我们，你我都知道荣耀是一回什么事情。
Perhaps it may be difficult to use words to express this matter of glory, but you and I clearly know what glory is about.
教会呢，就蒙 蒙了这个应许，教会是与主耶稣基督一同得荣耀的。
This is the promise that the church receives, and that the church will appear together with the Lord Jesus Christ in glory.
因此，主是怎样荣耀法，我们亦都会是同样的得着这样的荣耀。
Therefore, the church will be just as glorious as the Lord is glorious himself.
虽然我们或者觉得，哎，我们不配。
Even though perhaps we feel that we are not worthy.
但是主的应许是这样的，是要他怎样荣耀法，我们又怎样荣耀法。
But this is the promise of the Lord when we shall appear together with him in glory just as he is.
在一个正常的情况下，如果两夫妇同时出现在某一个场合或者公众的场合。
Now, under a normal condition, when a husband and wife will appear together in public,
一定不会说一个穿着衣冠楚楚，另外一个就衣衫褴褛的。
And now, it would not be that one of the couple would dress very nicely and the other couple will dress very poorly.
所以，如果他是满了尊荣的，另外那个都一样的。
Likewise, then, when the couple appears together, they both will appear just as glorious and honorable. This is something we're able to understand even in our situation of a husband and wife.
在主的里头,
in the Lord,
我们更加知道这个是给我们主给我们的恩典。
Even more so, this is the grace which the Lord has bestowed upon us.
因为在腓立比书三章那里就告诉我们， 他要按着那个能够叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这个卑贱的身体改变形象，同他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Because in Philippians chapter 3 there, it tells us that he shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself.
还有一点就是说与
Another point in this promise that he has given to the bride is that we shall reign with him.
我们记得在马太福音19章那里，主同门徒讲话：，你们这跟随我的人，有一日你要坐在宝座上边，来审判以色列嘅十二个支派。
We recall in Matthew, according to the Gospel according to Matthew, in chapter 19, the Lord promises his disciples who follow after him that one day they shall be seated on the throne to judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
你说，那些是对以色列人说的。
Perhaps you say, no, those words are only speaking to the Jewish people, the Israelites.
但是主在提摩太后书那里跟我们说，
Yet the Lord also says to us in 2 Timothy,
他说，我们若能够忍耐，也必和他一同作王。
It tells us that if we shall persevere with him, we shall also reign with him.
So, 弟兄姊妹，这个是我们所蒙的恩。
Brothers and sisters, this is the grace that has been bestowed upon us.
我们与他一同的，有一日与他一同的掌王权。
One day we shall reign together with him.
今天这个世界，
In this world today,
争权夺利的大有人在。
That there are so many people who are going, fighting after power.
因为他们所有的东西都是在这个地上面。
That is because all that they know and desire is in this world.
或者你哦，咁啊由得佢哋啦。
Perhaps you might think, oh, let them do what they wish.
佢哋得唔到永远嗰个天上边嗰个福气。
They have not received that eternal blessing which is in the heavenlies.
只能够追求满足喺地上边嘅一切。
They're only able to seek their satisfaction with the things that are in this world.
只不过可惜嘅就话，有啲一称为神嘅儿女嘅。
Sadly though, even those who are called the children of God, this is something that some children of God are also after today. Perhaps even for power and authority in the church. Such individuals then cannot see the promise that God has given us to come.
因为教会 掌权不是现在，是会在主再回来的时候。
Because for the church to reign is not now, but it is when the Lord shall return.
因此我们要将我们的眼光放远一点。
Therefore, we must not be so short-sighted, but to have our vision be far-sighted.
将来那个是存到永远的。
That which is to come is forever.
唔似得喺地上边，我哋即使我哋得到全部嘅地上嘅，但都会有一日会过去。
Unlike that which is on earth, which is temporary, even though we may gain all, it shall pass away.
我哋何必咁眼浅呢？
Why shall we be so nearsighted?
感谢主，佢俾教会咁多嘅应许。
We thank the Lord for all the promises He has given to the church.
我感谢主。佢呢个应许实在实在系能够满足我哋嘅。
We thank him that his promises indeed can satisfy us.
咁弟兄姊妹，咁讲咁多嘢。
Now, brothers and sisters, I've spoken so much.
你话我读圣经都知啦，使乜你讲咧
？Well, I know all about this as I read the Bible. I don't need for you to tell me.
今日我愿意同弟兄姊妹一同嘅嚟勉励。
Now, today, let us encourage one another.
我们知道了这些东西之后怎么样、
We may have known all of this. What shall we do then?
我们的回应在神的面前是一个怎样的态度呢、
What shall our response be before God? What shall our attitude be?
我们是那个未过门的新妇。
Now we are that bride that is betrothed to him, but yet we are, have not been wed yet.
不过我有一个问题、
I have another question that is,
如果你是一个准新娘
If you are the bride to be,
我相信很多姊妹们都是曾经经历过这些的。
Now, I believe there are many sisters now, miss, who have gone through this.
你知道你一日会结婚的。
You know that one day you will be wed.
那你现在你应该做些什么？
Then, what shall you be doing now?
你最应该是做些什么？
What is it that you should be most preparing for?
弟兄都可以答我噶，唔净系一正姊妹。
Now even the brothers can answer not only for the sisters.
如果你系一个准新娘
，If you are a bride to be，
而家你应该最应该做乜嘢
？What should your response, your actions be now to be ready？
啊，最应该咩啊
？What should you do？
大家都唔知啊。
We don't know。
咁你唔系准新娘啊
？Then you're not ready as a bride to be.
或者人就会答我话：，哎，咁最紧要咧就系揾个 wedding planner。
Perhaps some might say, oh, it's most important for me to find a wedding planner.
或者话揾间新屋啦。
Perhaps we need to look for a new house.
系嘛？可能都系嘅。
Is that true? Perhaps.
但一个新作为一个准新娘，佢应该做嘅。
But what a bride to be ought to do?
其实好多人都系咁样样，佢就系预备佢嘅嫁衣裳，系咪？
That is actually what many do, and they are preparing their garments for the wedding.
除咗预备呢个嫁衣裳，去边度买？去边度边个做？系咩款式？
of course, besides preparing for this wedding gown, where to buy it, what style it is, and who is the tailor.
还有就是呢, 要保持这个身心, 在最佳的状态的底下,
as to prepare herself to be most ready, her thoughts, her heart, her body to be ready for this wedding day.
我不知道其他弟兄们的家,
I don't know for other brothers and sisters, but in my house, I have two daughters.
当他们准备结婚的时候,
when they were getting ready for their wedding,
当然他们预备嫁衣裳,
of course, they have their wedding gown ready.
一个呢就要增肥,
one needs to put on some weight.
一个呢就要减肥,
the other one needs to lose some weight.
我不知道其他是不是这样,
I don't know about for the others.
但是我听了很多的姊妹们呢, 当他们准备结婚的时候,他们都说,我要减肥,减肥。
I hear this quite often from the sisters when they're about to get married. I need to lose some weight. I need to lose some weight.
减肥做什么? 可以穿上这件的假衣裳。
Now, why is it they say that I have to lose some weight? It's so that they can fit into this wedding gown.
或者你不够磅呢, 你就要增磅,可以叫你穿上这件假衣裳。
Or perhaps if you're thinner, then you might say, I need to gain some more weight so I can fit nicely into my wedding gown.
在地上的人,
in this world, this is how the ladies are.
盼望在他一生人最重要的那一个日子里面,表现得最美好。
It is in order for the most important day of their life that they may present themselves the best.
他最好的那一面来显出来,
so that they're able to manifest, to express themselves the best that they can on their most important day.
最重要还是吃些有益的或者清凉的,在你的不会当时满面是暗疮,
and also to eat, to be careful of their diet, that they would not eat fatty, oily things, so that they have a good complexion on their wedding day.
世界上的辛苦都是这样预备,
this is how the brides of this world would make ready themselves.
教会是基督的辛苦,
now, the church is the bride of Christ.
教会应该怎样去预备自己呢?
How ought then shall the church make herself ready?
启示录刚才我们读过,辛苦自己预备好了,
now, the passage we read in the book of Revelation, for now the wife hath made herself ready.
来到装饰整齐预备等候她的丈夫,
and she have made herself ready for her husband.
但是有一句弟兄们一定要非常留意的,那里就说,辛苦是自己预备好了。
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention to the words in this passage. It says, the wife have made herself ready.
不是我今天和你预备,不是说哪一个人和你预备,或者说你替我预备。
It is not that so-and-so have made me ready or someone else is helping me to get ready, but no.
是辛苦自己预备好了,
but it says that the wife have made herself ready.
预备等候主的再返来,
to prepare herself to watch and wait for his return.
其实我们一直讲来讲去都是讲到一个属灵的预备。
And now, of course, this waiting we are speaking of is a spiritual waiting.
预备什么?
What are we ready for?
又怎样才算是预备好呢?
Now, what would be counted as that we have made ourselves ready, prepared?
几时才算是预备好呢?
When then can we be considered now we are well prepared?
有很多的人 都会说,这样啊,主宰回来了,那我们做什么?赶快传福音。
Perhaps some might say, oh, the Lord is returning quickly, what shall we do? Well, let's quickly spread the gospel.
这是对的,
that is correct.
是准确的,
that is right.
不过,这个只不过就是一个过程。
But this is only a process.
譬如说,我今天传了福音。
Perhaps, for example, today I have shared the gospel. I shared the gospel last year. Next year, I will continue to share the gospel.
而且呢, 有人信,
and some believe.
那是不是等于我们就预备好呢?
Does that mean now we are made ready?
是不是到明年的时候我们就算是预备好呢?
Would it be considered then next year because we have taken these actions, we are made ready.
所以弟兄姊妹,什么叫做预备好了?
Therefore, brothers and sisters, what does it mean to make ourselves ready?
什么叫做预备好?
Now, what does it mean to be well prepared?
何时才算是预备好呢?
When is it considered now you are ready?
弟兄姊妹,何时我们预备好? 就是何时当我们跟这个新郎哥很匹配的时候,我们用人的说话,很匹配的时候。
Now, to use man's terms, we are made ready when we are worthy, when we are matching with this group.
在世界上我们讲到这些事情的时候,经常都说,这个男才女貌。
Now, perhaps in the terms we hear in this world, when we speak of a couple, that they are both matching each other, they both look just as good.
或者说门当户对。Or
that they are of the same family, of the same background. Now, in man's terms, in man's concept, then this is to be worthy or match each other. What does it mean then not to match each other?
就是说如果一个是很诚实的,圣洁的,良善的,温柔,谦卑的。
One is truly good and gentle and meek and humble and wise.
而另外那个污秽的,污糟邋遢的,凶狠的。 或者放荡的,
oh, the other it is wicked and evil and jealous and dirty and filthy and not righteous. When these two come together, then it is very clear it is not a match.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, then how is our Lord like?
我们的主, 是诚实,圣洁,温柔。
Our Lord, He is sinless. He is true and He is gentle and meek.
他是无罪的。
He is sinless.
他是那位圣洁的。
He is that who is holy.
温柔。
He is gentle.
是谦卑的。
And meek.
那弟兄姊妹, 不用说,你和我是一个怎样的人,我们自己知道。
Now, brothers and sisters, no need to dwell on it, but you and I, how we are, we know full well.
我们怎样能够跟主来匹配?
How is it then we can be worthy and to match our Lord?
我们似乎好像,无论怎样看我们自己,我们都好像没法子能够跟主来匹配。
It seems as no matter how we look at ourselves, there is just no way for us to match, to be worthy of our Lord. Now, I cannot go into each of these items one by one.
但是,弟兄姊妹,
but, brothers and sisters, we must be one who is worthy matching of our Lord.
当我们都被操练我们自己,同主耶稣有同样的被无成这样的形象和性情的时候,
when we have been exercised to be conformed to the image of our Lord, to have His very own nature in us,
圣经就说,那时候, 教会就是预备好的时候,
then the Bible tells us that is when the church has made herself ready.
当教会预备好了,
and now when the church is made ready,
主就再回来,
the Lord shall return.
他就回来接我们去他的,
He will receive us to where He is.
听清楚,这个这样的过程,
brothers and sisters, this is the process.
盼望我们都能够了解,
may we understand.
主为什么还没回来?
Why is it that the Lord has yet to return?
我们都说,
we say that we have not been made ready.
何时才算是预备好呢?
When then are we considered ready?
当我们操练我们自己, 到一个地步, 能够与主匹配的时候,
when we have been exercised to a point where we are worthy matching of the Lord,
那时候主才回来,
then that is when the Lord shall return.
主有这么多的优点,
the Lord has all this endless goodness about him.
而我们怎样才能进入与主有同样的这样的优点呢?
Then, how can we also enter into the same nature as our Lord?
这个就是我们预备的这段时间要做的。
This is the time now that we have to prepare ourselves.
你说我是有罪的。
You say, yes, I have sinned.
但主的宝血已经洗净我们。
But the precious blood of the Lord has already cleansed us.
我们是不圣洁的。
We are not holy.
我们是不诚实的。
We are not sincere, not truthful.
没有恩慈,
and we are not merciful, and we are not humble.
又不温柔, 又不顺服。
We are not gentle, we are disobedient.
没爱。
We are without love.
正因为这样的缘故, 我们要来到主的面前。
But it is because of this very fact who we are not that we have to come before our Lord.
靠着主将操练我们这个人。
According to our Lord himself, that he shall exercise us.
在这个所谓属灵的操练的里头,
then in the spiritual exercise,
操练到一个学习功课去到一个地步, 我们能够与基督匹配。
That we have learned lessons that now we are worthy of our Lord.
所以我们今天要学习的功课,
therefore, the lessons for us to learn today.
首先要将我们的心思意念来调整过来。
First, we must adjust our mind and will.
因为心思意念是 圣经记录说,你心里面想什么,你就会做出什么出来的。
Our mind and our will, for the Bible tells us what is in our mind, that is what is spring forth the issues of life.
所以我们要有好的行为,有好的举止, 我们先要搞定我们里面的心思和意念。
Therefore, if we want to have good actions, and to express ourselves in a good manner, the issue lies then with our heart,
因为,
our mind.
因为心思的里面, 那个才是真的。
Because that which lies in your heart within you, that is which is true.
很多时候我们见到有人可能在外面是一个好好先生。
Now perhaps we see others on the appearance, they are a gentleman.
但里面仍然满足,
but within they are still filled with pride and boastfulness, and jealousy and envy and all sorts of greed and self-will. But if someone who is humble within, naturally then his actions carried forward will be one of humility.
So we must first deal with our
Therefore, the issue is first, we must adjust our mind and will.
以弗所书五章那里跟我们讲话,教会怎样才可以能够成为一个荣耀的教会,毫无玷污皱纹等类的病。
In Ephesians chapter 5, we read earlier, how is the church to be one who is a glorious church without spots or wrinkles or any such disease and holy without blemish?
全因为 主舍去了他自己,
that is because the Lord loved the church and gave himself for her to redeem her.
用他的话好像水一样来洗净我们,使我们成为圣洁,无有瑕疵。
And that we have been cleansed by the washing of the water of the word, that we have become holy without blemish.
弟兄姊妹, 主已经作了他的那部分。
Now, brothers and sisters, the Lord has already done his part.
如今要做的是我们这个人,
now, today, it is our part and what we need to do.
我们要将我们的主权交出来。
We must give up our own right, our
让,
own ownership.
用神来作主,
so, to allow for the Lord to be Lord.
来指导我们, 来引领我们,
to guide us, to direct us.
他叫我们活在光中,
so that we may live in light.
然后神佢作喺我哋身上面作嘅工，亦将我哋带进去荣耀嘅完全嘅里边。
And the work of the Lord upon us, then He will bring us into perfection.
神嘅话系我哋路上嘅光，脚前嘅灯。
For the word of God is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path.
藉着佢嘅话语，就将我哋呢个人整个嘅透过佢嘅光照，叫我哋呢个人有改变。
It is through the enlightenment of His word that will change us, that will transform us.
因此我哋唔好随便嘅话，我读神嘅话又得，唔读又得。
Therefore, let us not be careless and very casual in reading the Word of God. I can do with or without it.
神的话是有功用的。
There is a function, there is, it is effective, the Word of God.
主的话他要用他的话好像水这样来洗净我们一切的污秽。
Therefore, the Lord says that He will wash us by water with the Word of His.
所以还有主话你要跟随我的舍己。
And the Lord also tells us we must deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow Him daily.
最后一点，我要同弟兄姊妹交通啦。几时预备自己？
And the last point I like to share with brothers and sisters: when shall we prepare ourselves?
或者话几时我哋要开始预备自己？
Or in other words, when do we prepare, get ready to prepare ourselves?
那做过新娘嘅姊妹们，你知道。你需要好长嘅时间，有啲人。
And now those who have been brides before know full well how long the process takes.
有啲姊妹同我，有个姊妹同我讲，佢话我八岁嗰阵时开始预备。
And there's a sister who told me, well, I've been ready to be a bride ever since I was 8.
我哋几时应该开始预备呢
？So when shall we begin getting ready?
正常嘅，正常嘅。
Now, normally speaking, I say it's normal to
几时开始预备佢作新娘
？When shall we begin to make ourselves ready？
系当佢知道该期嗰个日期嘅时候，佢就开始预备嘅，系嘛
？It is normal for us to get ready once we know the date when the date is set。
譬如佢嘅结婚嘅日期系五月三十一号。
For example, if the wedding date is May 31st,
咁我哋今日就应该照理系预备得七七八八嘅。
Then, if it is normal, then being today, then we shall almost have been ready already.
但你话我而家先开始啊，
咁咪
太迟咯噃。
You say no, I'm just beginning to get ready today. If the wedding day is May 31st, it will be late.
不过咧，唔预备。预备都好过唔预备。
With that said, of course, it is better to begin now than never.
听姐妹，教会嘅阶期系几时啊
？Brothers and sisters, what is then the date for the church?
几时啊？主翻嚟迎娶我哋啊
？When will that date be when the Lord shall return to receive us?
你唔知啊
？You don't know.
我都唔知。
I don't either.
因为圣经都冇讲。
Because the Bible did not tell us.
主就话冇人知道几时会翻嚟。
The Lord says no one knows the day and time.
连子都唔知道，只有父知道。
Not even the Son, only the Father.
系，冇错。教会嘅阶期系几时，冇人知道。
Yes, that is true. No one knows the date of that wedding.
但系我哋要预备，呢个系肯定嘅。
But this is assured that we must make ourselves ready.
咁几时？开始预备呢
Then when shall we begin?
现在
Now
听姐妹现今你就开始预备
Our brothers and sisters, now is the time to make ourselves ready.
你不要等到那个大响声听到那个时候才说我去预备
Do not wait for the trumpet to sound and then say, I must get ready now.
如果这样的话就正如刚才我说你的阶期是5月31日今日才知道要开始预备真的太迟了。
Then it would be as that example, if the wedding is on May 31st and today being May 27th, then you say, I better get ready now.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
因为我们几时预备好了
Because whenever that we have made ourselves ready, the Lord shall return.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹我们在主的面前真的好谨慎。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us be alert before the Lord.
即使我们真的无法子知道主几时回来，但是最难道我们今天交通了这个讯息，你要知道主就回来。
Even though perhaps you say we do not know when the Lord shall return, but after the message today, because you know that the Lord shall return, then you must make yourself ready.
我们知道我们的主一定会回来的。
We know that our Lord shall return.
我们今天的态度是怎样的？
What then shall our response, our attitude be today?
还是懒懒闲？
Are we still just as lazy?
或者还是随便？
Or just as casual?
不紧要。
It's fine.
是不是这样？
Is that the attitude we shall have?
还是我们愿意真的将我们的心都摆出来？
Or do we give forth our heart?
将我们的主权交在主的手里面，叫他来改变我们这个人。
To commit our ownership, our own rights to the Lord so that he may do the transforming work upon us.
好叫我们这个人能够与主匹配。
So that we can be made worthy matching that of our Lord.
上个主日弟兄同我们交通到奉献，这个是一个好的开始。
Now, last week, our brother shared with us about this matter of consecration. That is a good beginning.
但愿主自己的话是直接因我们的行动，也都是直接主自己的光照，叫我们知道如何的活在主的面前。
May the Lord enlighten us through his word and our actions that we would know how we shall walk before him.
教会是基督的身父。
Now the church is the bride of Christ.
你我是基督的身父。
You and I are the bride of Christ.
有一天主会再回来。
One day the Lord shall return.
接我们进去荣耀的里面。
To receive us into glory.
问题，我们预备好没？
The question is, are we ready?
我们有没有预备？
Have we made ourselves ready?
有没有开始预备？
Have we began to get ready?
如果没的话，
If not,
求主帮助我们，叫我们今天开始，我们立志在主的面前，我们要做一个与主匹配的一个这样的人。
If not, may the Lord remind us then and help us to begin to make ourselves ready now so that we can be one who is worthy matching our Lord. Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank thee.
主，我们知道你的应许是实在的。
Lord, we know that thy promises are true.
因为你说有一天你会再回来。
And you tell us that one day you shall return.
将我们接到荣耀，进荣耀的里面去。
And thou shalt receive us into glory.
虽然我们不知道这个日子是几时。
And even though we do not know what this day is,
但是我们可以了解得到，当我几时我们预备好，主啊，你就几时回来。
But we know well that when we are made ready, thou shalt return.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
叫我们现今就开始预备，作一个你同愿意匹配的一个身父。
Even now, help us to prepare ourselves to make ready that we would be one who is matching to thee, who is worthy of thee.
求主俾我哋力量。
Lord, empower us.
叫我哋能够走上呢条嘅路上。
That we may be able to go on this path.
恩待我哋众人。
Be gracious to us all.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
In the Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.